February was another strong month for U.S. pork exports. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details on the markets driving this growth.
The momentum continued on pork into February, growth year on year of about 11%, led by Mexico again. The Mexican market up about 6% off of a pretty good year last year. And we all know that Mexico is vital for hams, but also variety meats, as well as pork loins. We also saw continued growth in the Caribbean region as food service rebounds, of course, led by the Dominican Republic, but other countries as well within the Caribbean. Central America continues its growth up about 14%, and the ASEAN region led by the Philippines. So really pretty broad-based growth with several markets continuing to contribute.
Beef exports remained below last year, but showed improvement over January.
February was a little bit better month for beef exports. We were still down, but an improvement over January. We were down 3% at 105,000 tons. But Japan and Korea continue to be relatively solid on the volume side. We're up just slightly in both markets off of a pretty good month from a year ago. I do think that Japan and Korea are seeing the impacts of the strong U.S. dollar and the inflationary environment. Outside of Asia, you know, Mexico and Caribbean in particular stand out. Mexico is up 10%. Similar to pork, there's a lot of momentum and a lot of spending power coming to the surface in Mexico. Very important market for the end cuts, rounds in particular, but also chucks and, of course, variety meats. Caribbean has been a success story for the last year, honestly, a testament to the fact that food service and tourism in general is full bore, recovering from the COVID impact.
For complete export results for U.S. pork, beef, and lamb, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.